Since the advent of the DVD video format in the late 1990s, many countries around the world have been remastering and restoring their respective movie archives. With the relatively recent advent of high-resolution Blu-ray home movie technology, such restoration efforts have increased exponentially. But perhaps surprisingly, the Czech Republic lags far behind its neighbours in this effort. While the Slovaks have restored around 80 feature films, animated films and documentaries, only two Czech films, the aforementioned Fireman's Ball, the restored version of which was recently screened at the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, and the 1967 movie Markéta Lazareva, have undergone such rejuvenation. Dominik Jun spoke with the director of the Czech National Film Archive, Michal Bregant, about this discrepancy, and began by asking about the restoration of Miloš Forman's iconic and highly allegorical New Wave film.
What we did with Fireman's Ball or Hoří má panenko is the same that was done here with Markéta Lazareva last year, and this is this digital restoration, which means that we always are using the original material from the time when the film was released, and what we want to achieve is the most authentic shape and image and sound also of the film as the audience watched and listened to it at the time of the first release.
So scratches are removed, the color fading is fixed, all those kinds of things,
right?
Is that right?
We never do any kind of improvements. We always tried only to restore the material and make it looking as it was kind of authorized by the director of photography.
And will this be available for viewers on Blu-ray and also DVD?
It will be released for movie theaters, and also, I guess, later in the fall, a Blu-ray disc will be available on the market.
And you mentioned Markéta Lazareva. This is the second film that's undergone restoration. Why have there been so few films when we compare it with, for example, Slovakia, which has restored
Poland.
About 80, or Poland?
Yes. The reason is, unfortunately, only the money. We are quite ahead of time regarding the methodology or the theory and also the concept of digital restoration, but the Slovak Film Institute, they do it differently, less costly, but mainly they have much, much bigger support from the government. Actually, we have support of the government as well from the Ministry of Culture, but the problem is that financially it's uncomparable.
And how much does such a thing cost to restore a film like that?
This complete and high standard digital restoration is approximately 1 million Czech crowns for one film.
And there's no commercial viable path, presumably, because obviously when the DVD format was released, a lot of Czech films came out, but they were evidently not at all remastered, and they would come off broadcast tapes.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wasn't there any remastering done there? Is it simply because there's not money, there's not even a market?
Exactly. There's no money for that. This commercial success of Czech films on DVDs, which was like 4 or 5 years ago, there was quite overwhelming. It was really people were buying those cheap DVDs in a huge amount. Not only collectors or the big fans of Czech films were buying those, but it's not the situation nowadays. Now the market with DVDs is going very, very steeply down, and we don't really see any big future for DVD market. So we have to move for Blu-ray discs, and think also about the online presentation of films and so on.
And final question, there's apparently a list of 200 films that have been selected for restoration, yes. So what's next?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on who will be financing the next film, because the film of Miloš Forman, Hoří má panenko, initiated came from the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, but it was financed by a private investor. What is on our short list is the film of Vojtěch Jasný, Oh My Good Countryman, also this very classical Czech film of 1948, Alfred Radok's Distant Journey.
Many thanks to Dominik Jun for that report.